that gospel sound familiar? We just had that one yesterday for the Feast of St. Therese. It is the same as yesterday's gospel, with those added words from Jesus at the end of this gospel, that we are not to despise one of the little ones, because their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. And thus we have it from the lips of Jesus to each one of us, his promise that the angels, each one of us has an angel to care for us. Each one of us has a guardian angel who looks upon the face of our Father in heaven and cares for us greatly. Think about today as we celebrate the Feast of the Guardian Angels, and we call to mind the immense love of our Heavenly Father. The immense love of our Heavenly Father, how much he loves us, how much he truly cares for us, that he sees us as his very own, and that he cares for us. Proving that, of course, in giving us his Son, Jesus, and the promised Holy Spirit, by which we can know Jesus and love him and serve him. But not stopping there, to even give us his servants to be our very own. Each one of us, as we make our way through our lives, have many darknesses and sorrows and difficulties that we have to overcome. But I ask you to think about for a moment, what is greater, that we have our own sorrows, our own sins to deal with, our own shortcomings, or that God has given these servants of his, which are so perfectly made by him, to be our servants, to light, to guard, to rule, and to help guide us in the midst of our darkness and of our sorrows. I think if you compare the two, there's no doubt that we have a strict advantage in the midst of our difficulties when it comes to our difficulties, our sorrows, our hardships, that these great servants of God bow down to us and come to us and help us, and they do so because they see in us the image of God, that we are made in his image and likeness. And more than that, as the book of Hebrews tells us, God became lower than the angels. He became one of us. And so to be able to help us to get to heaven is a great joy for the angels. How much then we should turn to the holy angels and ask them for their help. St. Padre Pio was known to talk to his angel all the time. And if he wasn't a saint, we probably all thought he was crazy and a nut. Well, it turns out he's not crazy or a nut, except for in the eyes of the world, those who have a short sight. St. Padre Pio spoke to his guardian angel often because he needed the help often. And if a saint as great as St. Padre Pio needed the help that often, my brothers and sisters, how much more should we turn to our guardian angel often and ask for his help? The first reading you heard, God said, I'm sending my angel to help you. Let's ask the holy angels, especially your specific guardian angels, to help us to know Jesus is near. Jesus comes to you and to me. At this Mass, I'm going to pray that each one of your guardian angels helps you to know that he is truly present here in this Holy Eucharist.